Advanced Organics.
United States, people are listening to Whitney Houston's songs. Before I jumped on the air, I checked on iTunes. Her album was right up there in the top five. Lots of questions surrounding the death of Whitney Houston at 48 years old. She had struggled with drugs for a very long time. That's the presumption. The coroner is waiting until to announce what happened, of course, pending the autopsy. She was found in a bathtub in Beverly Hills. They tried to resuscitate her for 20 minutes. It was not to be. Over the weekend, on Saturday, this happened. It was the day before music's biggest night, the Grammy Awards, in which a British songstress, Adele, took home Album of the Year honors for her album 21. This is a young woman who suffers no fools, doesn't have pyrotechnic stuff, isn't a Lady Gaga by any means, but there was kind of a pall and a celebration, I guess, at the same time at the Grammys because of the death of Whitney Houston. She had spanned so many generations. Here's how Jimmy Jam, the famous producer, record producer, put it when he opened up at the Grammys.
It is a bittersweet occasion tonight with the passing of Whitney, but the one thing I will say is anytime someone passes away, the thing you do is you gather your family together, you tell stories, you laugh a little bit, you cry a little bit of mourning, a little bit of celebrating. This is our family tonight, and you know we're going to do it the best that anybody can do it.
All right, so again, Whitney Houston, really, her death is felt around the country because I think of the breadth of her work. And how could you not, even if you didn't like pop, even if you didn't like jazz, even if you didn't like R&B, you certainly know the name Whitney Houston. It looks like they found a veritable treasure trove of prescription meds from Valium, Xanax, to a whole bunch of other things in the mix. But still, no official word whatsoever. She was drowned in her bath in her hotel room. That seems to be all we know. At this point, she leaves behind a daughter, and, of course, she is the ex-wife of Bobby Brown. A lot of people would have said Bobby Brown would have been the guy who had so many drug problems that you would have thought that maybe you would have heard of Bobby Brown in this situation versus Whitney Houston before him, but anyway, we're talking about her most popular songs in the midst of the conversation of the politics and everything else we're going to kick around here on this show. You can weigh in on what you think was the best Whitney Houston song. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Other things happening over the weekend include the stumping like nobody's business. That's what they're doing on the Republican side of things because, of course, it's still a mad race to grab delegates, to grab the spotlight, and ultimately to run against Barack Obama in efforts of trying to become the next president of the United States. The birth control issue not going away for Obama and this health care situation. It's a nightmare for the Komen people. We'll talk about that. And also the U.S. Catholic Church leaders say they're going to fight President Obama's controversial birth control insurance coverage policy, despite that compromise that religious employers would not have to offer free contraception for workers, shifting that responsibility really to the insurers. But it's all convoluted, and it's really opened up a storm cloud, if you will, about this whole policy thing. And this is something that was there, I said this before, the whole entire time. But because there are 800 pages involved in the Health Care Act, what was called the Affordable Health Care Act, the most of it was in red. And this was something that was going to happen, was coming out, and is being parceled out, as you know, pieces of it. That's how this whole program, this whole law, was supposed to expand in the last 4 or 5 years, all the way up to, 2014. So this was always there. But now, because it becomes an official thing, it's red hot poker hot controversy. And I don't think this goes away. They call it news cycles. I don't think this goes away in a couple news cycles. This one's going to hang around. This is going to hang around for a while. All right, I said about the Republican stumping. The presidential front runner, because he still is, Mitt Romney, the establishment guy, whether you like it or not, got some momentum after those three losses last week in the caucuses. He got a very narrow win in the main caucuses on Saturday, just a couple of hours after winning a straw poll. So, as I said, this is about numbers. This is just about getting delegates. It's just about getting attention and ultimately trying to win the big ticket in Tampa at the big show, which is the Republican convention. So these are the numbers. You need to know the numbers. The results of the non-binding straw poll show the former Massachusetts governor with 39%. If I want to get real specific with you, drill it down. This shows you how small it is. 2,190 votes ahead of, and check this out, this is big, Ron Paul with 36%. He almost won this thing. 1,996 votes. Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, after that, who didn't campaign in Maine, by the way, Santorum got 18%, and then Gingrich got 6% of the vote. And, was there a high voter turnout? The votes cast in Maine were just a little bit above the 2008 levels. Just a little bit above that. So it's interesting, and we know this, to clinch the nomination, I'm going to say it over and over again, to clinch, because I've been asked this question, we get tons of emails about this, a candidate needs 1,144 delegates. That's the magic number. Whatever the potion, the elixir, the whatever, you have to have those numbers. Have to have those numbers. And we're coming off of a weekend from the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington where they did that straw poll. That's what I was also referring to. 38% support went to Romney. Rick Santorum got 31%. But the person who really stole the show seemed to be Sarah Palin. We're going to talk more about CPAC and mix in a few other things as well. Remember, you can weigh in on the best Whitney Houston song if you choose to. 800-259-5791. Back at you in a flash.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I can't just throw out the question about Whitney Houston songs and not tell you what I think. I Will Always Love You, to me, is probably her best song. And then her rendition, if you remember, during the Gulf War, she was the one who sang one of the Super Bowl national anthems, and it was just absolutely earth-shaking, incredible. And everyone to this day really says she set the bar. She did the best one of all time, I think, as far as Super Bowls are concerned. And that was, to me, that was the two moments for Whitney Houston. In the course of her career, there have been plenty of others and movies and other things that she did. And that's why people know that name, because it wasn't just that she had some pop songs and then kind of went off. She also had a life where she struggled and made big news for drug addictions and all kinds of other problems, and a troubled, turbulent marriage with somebody else who had drug problems and was in the music business, Bobby Brown. So her death over the weekend, in a way, was shocking, but to be honest, in a way, it wasn't shocking. I guess it's just when you hear it, you're like, oh, wow, she's 48, and they found her in Beverly Hills, and it's, you know, the night of the Grammys. So if you want to say what you think was her best song, please make sure you join the conversation. We'll mix that in with the politics, like I said at the top of the show, and some of the other things we're talking about. But the key thing is, what happened? I mean, everybody wants to know who, what, where, when, why. What happened? What was it that took Whitney Houston down? And the L.A. coroner, Ed Winter, was busy really answering lots of questions, and he tried to fill in the blanks the best he could.
We have concluded the autopsy on Miss Whitney Houston. There will be no cause of death at this time because it is pending toxicology, and that could take up to 6 to 8 weeks. I know there's reports that she maybe was drowned or did she overdose, but no, we won't make a final determination until all the tests are in. I believe somebody removed her from the bathtub and the paramedics did CPR on her. There was no visible signs of trauma, and foul play is not suspected. What, and if any, prescription drugs or illegal drugs were found, would be found in her system. So that's what we will be looking for also.
Yeah, and they know that there was prescription drugs that were found at the scene, and so it could be that cocktail mixture of the prescription drugs. Remember, think of Heath Ledger, and there have been other celebrities that have had the same thing happen with the potency of whatever's being mixed. It's ironic, because on this show earlier in the week, we talked to someone from a huge treatment facility, a rehab facility, about celebrities and how they crash with these prescription drugs and what they do with these centers and how they take people who are famous or not famous or whatever and try to teach them to be removed from certain situations. All right, we're not going to be removed from what's happening in your backyard. The real true buzz has to be over gasoline prices. Now, finally, people are starting to talk about this again. It's like we go into a coma. We go into a gasoline coma. Everything's great. We don't care. Our heads are buried in the sand. Woo-hoo, yay, woo. It's just 3 and change in my neighborhood. I don't have to worry about it. But now, because of what's happening with the European crude, really specifically, you point to that, that has shot up prices big time. What are you paying in your neck of the woods? I looked at the Lumberg survey. They take the best survey, really, across the country. And what it shows is that the average price of regular gasoline is up to $3.51 a gallon. And that's just, this is a survey they do of over 2,500 stations across the U.S. They do it twice a month. So $3.51 average. That doesn't mean that's what a lot of people are paying. The lowest survey in Denver, if you're living in, getting that Rocky Mountain high, you're paying $3.01 a gallon. That's pretty good. Now, if you're listening to me in Connecticut and you have relatives and friends in Long Island, and you can hear me in Long Island, actually, $3.82. Oh, that stings. $3.82 is a ton. It's at 82 cents. Boy, it adds up, adds up, adds up. When by the time you're done filling up the tank, it's rough. The $3.01 would be good, or the $3.03, like in Billings, Montana. And in Jackson, Mississippi, they're paying $3.38. So it varies from state to state as to what someone's paying. But $3.51 is the average. And like I said, it's the European crude. It's the Europe's benchmark Brent crude. It's a fuel commonly used in American gasoline, so you know. It traded up by $7.45 a barrel, you know, at this time period. So the jump on production, the reduced production from the North Sea, the tension in Iran, the Persian Gulf, what's happening there, the dispute between the Sudan and the newly independent South Sudan, that's cut off, and I didn't even think about this, that's cut off southern oil from some of the markets too. So this all plays a part in what's going on. But specifically, the North Sea oil is driving pump prices. That's why we're paying what we're paying, wherever you are. See, it's about those refineries. Got to have those refineries. Got to be able to refine that oil. You know, here's the thing. It's also part of the system and how they drive the prices up, too. And that's where it gets confusing to people. And in some of it, definitely, I mean, some of this is the Wall Street greed nonsense. Because remember, I used to say every show, and I try to do it as much as I can, but at one point we were talking about $100 a barrel, and we were paying $150. The next time it dropped to $100, we were paying like $325. So, I mean, our own people are really jacking with the prices, too. That's the thing. And that's the problem. That's the problem we have with oil and the oil speculation and what's going on with that. So the one thing that would ease it is drilling. If there was more sources, if it was more readily available naturally, it would be cheaper no matter what they were doing on Wall Street. Really, the speculators do play a part in this, though. they do. It's the same people over and over again. So see, if you have oil puts or if you have oil investments, then you love it. You love what the speculators are doing. But if you're the rest of the world, west of the U.S., you don't love what's going on and you don't understand it. You say, well, how can this be? It was just 2 weeks ago I was paying XYZ. See, it's that coma. They count on you falling into a coma. And unfortunately, a lot of us cannot be helped by it. A lot of us, that's what happens. We get hit by it. We get in that state. We're not paying attention because the gasoline prices are okay. They're just okay. So we're not focused on that. We're focused on something else, that the taxes or something else that's too high or whatever's going on with, oh, we're going to take this away. We're going to take child care credit away. You're not going to be able to claim this on your taxes. There are other things that are distracting us. But while we're being distracted, the speculators and partially what's happening in the Northern Sea is jacking with what you're paying at the pump. Trust me, my friends. Big time. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I want to make sure I tell you, and let me really set the menu for you. We've got, speaking of menus, because so many of you ask for health things. So a couple times a week, we mix in some health stuff. This is another For Your Health segment. And these people are interesting. They wrote a book called Naked Calorie, and they actually take you through, see, that's what I think helps, the foods. They take you through some of the foods, what you should be eating versus what you shouldn't be eating. Because if we all have a roadmap, it's easier. Anybody can tell you, well, less calories in and calories out. That's what it is. But it's not that easy. There are certain foods that you know that we've talked to Ben Fuchs even about, power foods or whatever you want to call them, that are much better for you and that you can have bigger quantities of or whatever it might be, whatever way you prefer to eat, so that you can lose a little bit of that beer Buddha belly. Or that Buddha belly from hanging around and watching too much TV because we just got through a very long football season, didn't we? We did. Got through a long football season. And then coming up on the back end of this, we'll talk more about CPAC, Romney winning the CPAC straw poll. Pretty close, though. Maine was a win for Mitt Romney, but Ron Paul was right on his heels. Ron Paul almost won the caucus in Maine. Pretty interesting. He's getting close. He's circling around a victory, and now all of this moves on down the road. I think all of our eyes are going to be on March 6th and Super Tuesday with 10 states weighing in and lots of delegates at stake. That's going to be a very, very big, big day, needless to say. But I hope you stay, because we're going to talk about the naked calorie next on ATN.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Neera Calton and Dr. Jason Calton. They've written a book that you're going to love this title. Is this a home run? You know how they say you have to go through titles? Naked Calories. Naked Calories. In our virtual green room, they are. We're going to usher them in. I'm sure they're eating something that's pretty healthy for them. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
So here's my question. Tell me about Naked Calories. You've caught our attention. People are listening across the country. They're wolfing down crummy, crappy things, as both of you know. So what are Naked Calories?
So we named the book Naked Calories because that's what Americans are eating so much of today. So let's define what a naked calorie is. First, food is composed of two basic components, calories, which we all know, those are the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, and then there's something else called micronutrients, and that we all know those too. Those are just vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. So when those vitamins, minerals, and essential fats are stripped away from the calorie for a variety of different reasons, then we're left with naked calories. And when we eat these foods, we just can't get in the vitamins, minerals, and essential fats we need to stay healthy.
There you go. That's great. That's that you've definitely pitched it to me. If we met on an elevator, Dr. Calton, you sold me. Absolutely. There's no question. Neera, talk about it. You two, and there's a picture of you on the back of the book, and you are definitely, what you're selling is what you are. You both look very, very healthy. And I would imagine that healthy glow that you have, Neera, also is because of the way you're eating. And does it give you more energy? Because people are lacking energy. They're working so much, they're out of gas.
Absolutely. And not only that, your lifestyle habits further deplete you. So things like stress, everyone's so stressed these days. And what people don't realize is that stress is bad for you, not just emotionally, but it's robbing you of these same vitamins and minerals. So there's all these things. Our glow, I mean, yes, we are very healthy, but I wasn't always. I had the bone density of an 80-year-old woman when I turned 30.
Wow, you're kidding. So that's what happened. You started to change your eating habits, right?
That's exactly what happened. We started to look at why this had happened to me, and after 2 years, we were able to reverse it just by doing a program of micronutrient sufficiency or getting enough of those vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because that's big. Dr. Calton, talk about that for a second. Somebody was telling me the other day, with as far as vitamins and nutrition and what you need besides health, that the calcium thing, which Mira just talked about, is so big, but yet, for some reason, people just don't get it. Do you have to hit them over the head with that and vitamin D?
Well, we want to hit them over the head with the word micronutrient, and we want them to get that in their vocabulary. You know, we don't want you running out to the store today and buying calcium and vitamin D, and then tomorrow, it's CoQ10, and the next day, it's iron pills. You know, we don't want to look at it like that, because there's so many different micronutrients that can become very confusing very quickly. So in the book, what we tried to do is just come up with a three-step program to becoming what we call micronutrient sufficient. So instead of taking mega doses of one or another or really focusing in on the individual micronutrients, instead, through proper eating and awareness of the lifestyle habits that we may have, as well as for some people whose lifestyle habits and eating might not be perfect, a well-formulated multivitamin, between those three steps, we can create very easily and very inexpensively micronutrient sufficiency across the board that can help to prevent and reverse disease.
What are some of the best foods, Mira, that people can eat? They could start right now. So let's say they say, okay, I'm going to get their book and I'm going to start doing this. What are some of the good things they can do? Like locally grown food is something people talk about. I would imagine that's good. What are things that they can do?
Good job. Yeah. No, absolutely. There is not one food that I can say is the same for somebody in New York as it is for California. That's going to be the healthiest thing for them right now. Because eat what you see growing in your neighborhood. This is how, when we traveled around the world, we saw people eating this way in all the 100 countries that we traveled to, in those remote villages that were the healthiest. People who eat locally grown food get the most nutrients in their food, because as food is traveling, they're losing micronutrients as they're exposed to air, heat, and light.
So what about, here's another thing that all of us do, and I bet, and in your book too, by the way, because I look through your book, and I'm in halfway through the whole book, but I've gone through the beginning of it. I've read a bunch of the chapters. And in the very beginning, it's cool, folks, they have on page 25, are you micronutrient deficient? And you go through the checklist, and, of course, I've been changing my eating habits, and I'm looking, I'm saying, holy cow, maybe I'm not doing enough here. And one of the things you have on there, and I noticed it, I was just at a conference this weekend, is I drink carbonated sodas. Are carbonated sodas bad for you, Doc?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many different factors about carbonated sodas. First of all, a lot of them, because they're carbonated, have something called phosphoric acid in them. And basically, phosphoric acid is an ingredient that's used by these companies to keep the bubbles bubbly. And so that can deplete you of your micronutrients. And, of course, there's sugar, which sugar depletes you in a lot of different ways. But what a lot of people don't realize is bad about sugar is it doesn't come with any of its own vitamins and minerals. So in order to be metabolized by our body, you have to donate those vitamins and minerals, or that sugar robs them in order to be metabolized. So in that way, sugar is a micronutrient depleter. Also, high fructose corn syrup, the same basic thing. And caffeine can be in those sodas too, and caffeine can deplete calcium. But to talk about that sufficiency quiz that you were just talking about, your listeners should know that they can take that same exact quiz. It's in the book on our website. It's a free 50-question quiz, and it will let them know where they fall between the sufficiency and deficiency, you know, and it just gives them a nice snapshot.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Doc, another question about it. I've started to eat a lot of spinach. That's good, right? Thumbs up?
Well, spinach is another one of those foods that, although it is healthy, it contains something called oxalic acid. And for individuals, especially people like Mira, who was suffering from bone density issues, or in her case, advanced osteoporosis, we want to be real careful, because although a 10-ounce bag of spinach might have about 280 milligrams of calcium in it, by the time oxalic acid takes its toll, we're left with about 28 absorbable milligrams of calcium.
There you go. All right, here's something, Mira, I cannot. You were in PR. You know what it's like. You probably lived a similar life to mine, although it was broadcasting for me. What about, you know, the morning coffee, the teas, all that kind of stuff? Tell me about tannins. What's the scoop on tannins?
Well, the problem with tannins is that, well, they're found, first of all, in your coffee, tea, but a lot of people don't realize that they're also found in berries. They're found in the wine, so it makes you sort of pucker up. Now, coffee, we want to be cautious when we tell people not to eat coffee, not to drink coffee, because in reality, the amount of calcium that it's leaching can really much be taken care of with adding milk to your coffee. So we want to be careful about that and not scare people too much. There's also so many antioxidants in coffee that it's the highest in antioxidants. Now, the tannins, on the other hand, like oxalates and phytates, are naturally occurring in the foods. But what people don't realize is this is another micronutrient depleter. Tannins actually deplete you of iron and calcium, magnesium, and zinc. So all of these minerals that you think you need and that we know you need, you're not getting when you're drinking something with tannins. So especially if you're iron deficient, make sure not to drink anything with tannins at mealtime, because it really will pull that needed iron right out of you.
Oh, and who knew that? I'm thinking in my head, coffee with meals and how big that is for a lot of people, for example.
Red wine at the end of the day with dinner.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's huge. Just separate them, in other words. So if you were going to have a little of this, better to separate when you're putting them together. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And again, we're not telling people to change so much all of their lifestyle habits. I mean, we still enjoy wine with dinner once in a while, but we make sure that we understand that if we're going to be doing this, we need to make sure that we're also taking in foods throughout the day that are going to provide us that iron, you know, in a different way when we're not having the tannin drink with the meal.
Yeah. Doctors, another thing, because this world is so overprescribed, I think, and we know that some of the medications people are getting, unfortunately, are also depleting them, aren't they, of the micronutrients they need? Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It's one of the biggest problems. In fact, micronutrient depletion is one of the biggest side effects of both over-the-counter and prescription medication that most Americans never hear about. You know, we often tell people that micronutrient deficiency is the most widespread and dangerous health condition of the 21st century. And that's because, according to the USDA, over 90% of Americans are deficient in these essential vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. And the real problem with that is when we become even slightly deficient, we can start to create what we call chronic health conditions. And these could be things like headaches, aches and pains, poor sleeping habits. But when this progresses over a period of time and these deficiencies get deeper, this can turn into things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and even obesity.
Oof. All right. Another thing that I found in the book that I love, love, loved, and it really just hit me between the eyes, on page 88, folks, they have this list, right? The clean and the dirty dozen. So I see on the dirty dozen, apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, and then it goes on down, grapes, etc. And I'm looking at it saying, oh, no, this is stuff I eat. But what you're saying is you have to buy them organically. Why organically, or is that a dumb question?
Well, no, it's not a dumb question. First of all, we don't want people spending money and wasting their money on foods that they don't have to make more expensive than they are. So there's some foods that have been proven not to carry very much pesticide residue. So those we call the Clean 15, and those are absolutely great just to buy in a conventional grocery store. Now, the dirty things that are covered and coated in pesticides, unfortunately, those are a lot of the snacks we give our kids. So those are things that it's really important to buy organic. Another new scientific study that actually just came out this week actually told us that pesticide residue is actually causing micronutrient depletion. Not only is it toxic, not only can it have all sorts of horrible side effects in your system, but now it's actually robbing you of these same micronutrients. So it's just really important to watch out for that.
Yeah, people can go, again, onto the website, and we have an area called the Discovery Center, and they can download their own copy of that Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen so that they can save the money where they don't need to buy organic and know which ones are probably most important to do so.
You guys are terrific. Amir Calton and Dr. Calton, they are the picture of health. You can pick up their book everywhere, including Amazon.com. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, we started off this hour of America Tonight talking about Whitney Houston's death, and we heard the L.A. coroner say it's probably 6 to 8 weeks before they have anything definitive. There's lots of speculation. She drowned in the bathtub. Her bodyguard found her, couldn't resuscitate her. They tried when they arrived on the scene, when the ambulance was called. There was a lot of prescription pills that she was taking. So they'll get something nailed down, but we know that she certainly had a problem with drugs of all sorts, really, through the last couple of decades. It was rough for Whitney Houston. A lot of people talking about her impact on the music industry, particularly in the 80s and 90s when she was really hot, and she kind of petered out in the early 2000s and then was making a little bit of a comeback, was ready to star in a film. I don't know if they even shot anything yet for this film that she was going to be in, but she was in California and was found at a Beverly Hills hotel. Everybody was in Washington on the political front that was a Republican with conservative anywhere around their name. It was a big weekend in a way for Mitt Romney. He won the main caucuses barely, though, because Ron Paul was right on his heels. And Saturday's CPAC straw poll, for what it's worth, a lot of people believe, conservative-wise, that now it's really Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Isn't it interesting? You know, it's like a snow globe. Put four people in the snow globe, shake it one day, and it's going to look this way. Shake it another way, and it's going to look this way. Go to a different angle, and it's going to look this way. I mean, the bottom line is it's the race for delegates. Whoever gets the most delegates wins. The road to Tampa is paved with delegates. Key, key, key. is Super Tuesday. 10 states, lots of delegates up for grabs. This is kind of what they call a soft week or even a lull week in the Republican presidential campaign, because we had 11 days with no primaries or caucuses and no debates. Do you believe it? No reality. No reality TV on the Republican side. But this all comes back. It all will get a boost and kick into full swing on February 22nd. That's the next debate. It's on CNN. Then you have primaries in Arizona and Michigan. They're on the 28th. And Washington State has a caucus on March 3rd. I mentioned Super Tuesday. And see, with those 10 states, there are 437 delegates up for grabs. So that's why it's called Super Tuesday. It's the biggest single day of any race. Remember when Barack Obama was running, this was a big thing for him, getting to Super Tuesday and who was going to get the most delegates and what was happening with Hillary Clinton. And now this is just really one side because for the Democrats, it is Barack Obama. It's about now momentum, raising cash. So 11 days in what we would call this soft week is a big week for fundraising for anybody who really still thinks they have a chance, meaning Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul and Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. That's what happens now. Is it really a two-person race? Rick Santorum was on CNN State of the Union, and he was talking about himself and Mitt Romney, and he said, we think it's a two-person race right now. And I'm assuming he meant he was part of that, and Mitt Romney was the other guy, and said, we're focused on making sure that people know that we're the best alternative to Barack Obama. Because, you know, Sunday, it's all about talk. Talk isn't cheap when it's part of the Sunday massive machine. I call it the Sunday swirl. It's all about politics. In the morning when you wake up, you can flip on anything, and you can flip on any variety or flavor, for that matter, and you'll get it. So the interesting thing was is that Rick Santorum had the big week in Minnesota and Missouri and Colorado with the caucuses there, and now we've got the Gallup daily tracking poll. On Saturday, it showed that Santorum was in second place with 24% behind Mitt Romney at 34%. Gingrich was in third place with 17% for what's that, you know, what that's worth. Because Gingrich has been the guy that, you remember, he had the primary victory in South Carolina, and he was getting some momentum, and then it just suddenly petered out after that. I mean, the strength in the South, and then that was it. And Ron Paul, by the way, is still there in the wings, and he's still getting close. He was nipping at the heels in Minnesota, the caucus there, and now in Maine, the caucus there, he was a solid second. So what about the Paul factor? Could this flip around? Will this flip around? I mentioned that Sarah Palin at CPAC, she was a big star. She closed the deal down, if you will, for CPAC. She was the keynote speaker. And she talked about Barack Obama and what Barack Obama, we've had enough of Barack Obama and what he's doing to the country and that kind of thing. And Palin talked to reporters also over the weekend. And remember, I think Palin is a kingmaker for the Tea Party. So she has a voice, whether you think she shouldn't have a voice or whatever you think of Sarah Palin. The fact is she has a voice with a lot of people who pay attention to what she's saying, who could play a part in perhaps some of these delegates that get meted out along the way. And Sarah Palin says that Romney needs to hone his message if he wants to win conservative support, because that's why, you know, it's eluding him, that he needs to convince the Tea Party grassroots people that he doesn't want to just manage the decline of the economy, but he'll do all that he can to cut taxes and rein in government growth to get people off, she said, government dependency that we see increase in order to save the country and get people back to work, that kind of thing. It's pretty much what she said the entire CPAC. That was the message that she was sending. And we know that the president is fighting fire with fire, because it's all about jobs and all about here's my high water mark and here's what I've done. So he unveiled a $5 billion veterans job proposal, if you remember, a week or so ago, and he was at a police station, he was at a fire station, and talked about what they're going to do to put thousands of people back to work who were veterans, the new Veterans Jobs Corps initiative. That was part of also the State of the Union address, partnering with the VA and the Interior Department and others, and actually giving out $166 million in grant money to any community that shows a preference for hiring post-9/11 vets for whatever law enforcement positions are available, and that there was $320 million in grant money that would go to fire departments who pledged to hire and train new veterans, too. So I'll be interested to see how this program flies. It all comes back down to the same thing. It's who's the bank, who's got the money, and how much further can we go in debt, and it depends on your point of view. I mean, we get all kinds of points of view here. I am very fond and proud of saying, I don't care what your stripes are. If you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, you have a voice. This is the Overnight Highway. We want discussion. And you could disagree with what Sarah Palin's saying, what's coming out of the CPAC, what's going on with Mitt Romney, what Rick Santorum says, why isn't Ron Paul more popular, why don't we have a third party? Because to me, that's the question. I am waiting and I am wondering when we're going to have that alternative, because I think there's going to be eventually here an alternative. The millennium crowd, they don't really like what's going on in the country, and they're trying to find their voice. The Occupy movement, to me, I'm sorry, amounts to a bunch of now rappers that are discarded and people that'll shout things out, but there's no focus. There's no focus of what Occupy is. So if you want to gather in a tent in Washington, D.C., or Washington State, or in Chicago, or in New York, that's fine. Take pictures, tweet it out, say you're sick of it, sick of the 99-1. Then we find out that half the people are really part of the 1%. I mean, to me, the Occupy movement is fizzling. Fizzling only other than for the coverage it gets once in a while. But I think there is real power in numbers, and I think there are younger people who are starting to pay attention. If they get politically active in a real serious way, it might make a difference. There might be a third party. Coming up this week in Washington, we'll be talking about it because we always take you inside the Beltway. Let me give you a little preview. The White House is going to release its proposed budget for 2013. The proposed budget is probably going to pump somewhere or forecast $901 billion in deficit monies in 2013. It includes some plans mixed in to target investments in infrastructure. We keep hearing about infrastructure. We're also going to have more about the extension of the Bush-era payroll tax cut. Is that going to, they're finally going to come up with some kind of a compromise? What's going to happen in Greece? That's going to be a big thing this week, too. Also, the Arab League is proposing that it's going to send an observer team into Syria. How much involvement should the U.S. have? That's a question that's being discussed. We're going to try to answer it this week as well on America Tonight.